Would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by 30, 40, even 60%? Then you need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. My friends at ReduceMyAC.com sell the new Fridgewater smart motors, which will dramatically reduce the cost of cooling. How does it work? Well, your current blower motor runs at only one speed. But this new smart motor from Fridgewise runs at variable speeds, faster or slower. It will keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. And their motor and fan systems for walk-in coolers and freezers save up to 75% of current electricity used. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. ReduceMyAC.com.
Gather around. Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now. Big week in our community, in our country. Next Monday, we'll have supposedly Senate Judiciary Committee hearings on the Brett Kavanaugh allegations. We still don't know if Christine Blasey Ford is going to show up at those hearings and testify under oath. She says she took and passed a polygraph. We'll find out if she's willing to put the truth on trial in the Senate Judiciary Committee under oath. No word yet on whether she will attend. Meanwhile, we've got the president coming to town on Thursday. He'll be in Las Vegas at the Convention Center for a speech at 7 o'clock. And this may be a huge, huge crowd. Joining us now, our buddy Mark Lauder, the head of Lauder Communications and an RNC spokesperson who joins us. Mark, first of all, it's always fun when the president comes to town. There's kind of a buzz around the community, and so it is with the president coming to town. Why is he coming to town? Is this to do something else, to speak to the troops, to have an economic forum, or is this purely political?
Well, so far what they've announced is a political trip. You know he's going to want to be there to show his support for Dean Heller, Senator Heller, in that upcoming election, and talk about what the good things are that are going on in America and our economy. And I'll tell you, I traveled with the president about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago when he did a rally in Indiana, and it was a record. It was the most people that ever put into that brand new arena. It was like 12,000 or 13,000, and there were thousands lined up outside. It was a great event. I think he spoke for like over an hour, and I can tell you, he was having a really good time, and he enjoyed it. So you're in for a treat. I have a feeling it's going to be a great night in Vegas.
Do you think he will mention Brett Kavanaugh and the allegations against Brett Kavanaugh?
You know, I'm not sure. He'll probably talk about the tremendous it wouldn't surprise me if he talked about the tremendous candidate and his record and his background. I mean, we've got to remember, despite these most recent 11th-hour allegations, I mean, this is a man who was praised from lawyers and legal experts from both sides of the aisle, including during his hearing. There was a woman who came up there, was a legal expert, who said if she had her way, there would be 9 Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburgs on the court. But she she can't have any qualms with anyone who says that this is not the best man for the job.
Let me just ask you, the president, and I've asked this of Eric Trump and others around the Trump administration, of how this president gets up every morning, faces a new day with new breaking news from CNN and from MSNBC and the Washington Post and the New York Times. How does this man exist? I would think he would just be exhausted mentally and physically, but yet he just keeps on pushing.
You know what? I think there's going to need to be some study done into that, because I worked not only on the campaign with him, with the vice presidential candidate, and then the first 10 months in office, and I can tell you I was tired. I'm a few decades younger than our president. I don't know where he gets all the energy. He never stops. And I'll tell you, when I was on that trip, he called me up to the office on Air Force One while we were flying back, and it was literally, he was just going, you know, constantly about what we needed to talk about and what we needed to do and what his plans were and how he wanted to talk to Canada and what we needed to get done with China. And it was just, it was all I could do to just take notes. He's got so much energy, but that's why he's getting so much done. He doesn't care. You know, there are people like me who've done politics for a living that can come in and say, you know, Mr. President, why don't we slow down a little bit so we can, you know, spread out the good news and build a, you know, build a wave and build momentum and have a calendar. And he's just like, no, I want to get it done yesterday. That's really the way he thinks. And I think that's why we've got this record-setting economy and all of these good things going. And it just makes me wonder why anyone would want to go back to the ways it used to be.
Again, Mark Lauder joining us, Republican National Committee spokesperson, joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. And I apologize for digressing, but I've always wanted to know this. And seeing as you've flown on both the Trump jet and you've flown on Air Force One, which is nicer?
You know, I don't think there's any question. Whenever you see that big blue and white 747, you know, it just brings chills to you, and it's something that's just such an amazing experience too. And I'll tell you, I mean, just as someone who grew up loving history and politics and everything, I used to watch every single Discovery Channel or History Channel show on Air Force One and Marine One and those kinds of things. And to now know that I've actually been on the inside, I've seen these things for myself, where so many great leaders have been and so many historic events have taken place. There's nothing that in my mind that can replace Air Force One.
And the food's pretty good?
The Air Force does a fantastic job. The men and women of the United States Air Force who take care of both the president and the vice president on Air Force Two, and I've flown around the world with them on Air Force Two. They do such a tremendous job taking care of the plane, the crew, and obviously their principal passengers. It's really remarkable what they do.
Well, and I must tell you, I can just about promise you there will be folks lined up along what is called Sunset, which is it runs right along the runway at McCarran International Airport, and you can literally pull in and watch planes take off and land, and to see Air Force One. I've only done it once, but I got to tell you, it was spectacular, absolutely spectacular.
It doesn't matter who the passenger is, the main passenger, it just gives you chills every time, and it should. You know, I mean, we got to get back to that as a country, that, you know, regardless of who's in office, whether we voted for them, didn't vote for them, things like the Air Force One, the White House, the Oval Office, and all of those other things, they mean so much. We've got to get back to a time where we can show respect for those institutions and those moments. And I'm sure all of that support will be on full display in Nevada when the president comes.
Again, Mark Lauder joining us, Republican National Committee spokesperson. He is on the inside of the Trump administration. And I've got to ask you, because we keep seeing stories like the generic House ballot, Republicans are down 14%. We see various races, DeSantis in Florida may be behind Andrew Gillum. And we're starting to see some polling stuff that's makes us a little uneasy, shall we say. Do you worry about polling at this point? Again, we are still 7 weeks out exactly from Election Day on the midterms. Do you worry about polling at this point?
You know, I don't really, and I'll tell you why. It's, and I'll use the DeSantis race from just a few weeks ago in Florida, where the days before the election, I think the latest polling showed him up 3, maybe 4 points. He won by 20. And I don't think the pollsters have still gotten their models right to be able to predict what this electorate looks like. We've seen time and time again where the amount of energy, the amount of enthusiasm that's being shown by Republicans, by people who just like where our country's going, like the economic boom, like the stock market up through the roof, like the fact that we're bringing manufacturing and jobs back to our country, they want to see it go. They want to see it continue. And so I don't think they've got that mastered yet. And we saw it in 2016. We're seeing it again in some of these early primary states. And I think when we get there on election day, when people go in to pull that ballot, not only are they going to be pulling it for the tax cuts, the economy, some are going to be pulling it for the president himself, but I also have to think there's a lot of Democrats out there, maybe folks who are just left of center, that have got to look out right now and go, what has happened to the Democrat Party? It's been taken over by socialists and who are talking about free this and free that to the tune of about $40 trillion with no way to pay for it. And I got to think many of them are being turned off by that message, going, this is not the Democratic Party I used to belong to anymore.
Okay, the president's coming to town on Thursday. He will speak at the Las Vegas Convention Center at 7 o'clock. Give us the who, what, where, when, why as far as tickets. Is it Eventbrite? Is it something else? How can people be a part of this wonderful event on Thursday?
Best place to get tickets right now is go to DonaldJTrump.com, the president's re-election campaign website for Trump Pence 2020. You'll see a big button right there in the middle that says get tickets to the rallies. It'll sign you up so you can get tickets right there in Las Vegas.
That is absolutely amazing. Is there any chance you're going to get to make it to Sin City?
You know, I would love to. Unfortunately, and I shouldn't say unfortunately, my daughter is getting married this weekend. And so I am going to be leaving for the Great White North on Thursday so I can participate in those festivities and welcome a new son-in-law to my family. So I am not going to be able to make it.
Mark, congratulations. What a glorious occasion. And make sure you send pictures, okay?
I will definitely do so.
You're good, man. Thanks. Mark, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
That's Mark Lotter from the Republican National Committee. Actually, Lotter Communications is his company. But he is a national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. And again, go to DonaldJTrump.com and you can get tickets to the big event. Anybody who is anybody in this town is going to be there for the President of the United States. And this is going to be a full-blown political rally. This is going to be a rally speech. It's not going to be an economic forum or anything like that to justify the expense. This is a campaign, a 2020 campaign expense, and I think it's great. I love that. Tell you what, let's do. We're going to get to your phone calls. A lot of you still want to talk about Brett Kavanaugh and this accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, a professor at Palo Alto University, a Bernie Sanders supporter. A registered Democrat. And my question is, why is she not saying she will testify next Monday? She's got, what, 5 days to prepare? And if it's as simple as what's in the letter, then just give us what's in the letter. That's all we need. Give us where did it happen? When did it happen? Just fill in some of the blanks. And by the way, let's unredact. Let's find out who the eyewitnesses are. We'll get to your calls in a minute. Here's my number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. If she will not testify under oath, and don't tell me she's going to testify, but not under oath. That is unacceptable. If she refuses to testify under oath, should we throw out her allegations in total? Act as if they didn't even happen. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Let's get to your phone calls. What are we to do At least so far, we have no confirmation that this woman, Christine Blasey Ford, a flaming Democrat, a Bernie supporter, she feels the burn, and she is the accuser of Brett Kavanaugh. What if she has yet to accept the invitation? And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm starting to smell a rat. If she will not testify under oath, I'm throwing out everything. Rip up that letter from Dianne Feinstein, or to Dianne Feinstein. Because this woman is not to be believed. I don't know what her motive is. And if I were Brett Kavanaugh, I would file a $100 million lawsuit. A defamation or slander lawsuit. Because this guy's life has been ruined by these allegations. I mean, this is serious stuff. Let's go to John. John, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, just listening to all this crazy. This is just crazy. The whole thing is just nuts. But the liberals really honestly believe that they have to save the planet from the conservatives. They really do. It's like a cult. They're really convinced they will do anything. And she is the sacrificial. She's the sacrificial lamb. And all she had to do was create enough doubt about this to flip a few senators. And they got there. They got what they wanted. Now, she's absolutely probably convinced in her own mind that Brett was there. Probably it was some boy. Maybe it did even happen. But she wants to believe that it's him. And she's got the, just like that professor here that shot himself in the arm to protest.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard
of here at UNLV, yeah.
This is the type of mentality that is out there. It's the end justifies the means. So they will go, they will do whatever it takes. And believe me, this woman now is a hero to the left. Doesn't matter what, even if she's lying, it doesn't matter.
The big thing was she was courageous.
Yes, exactly.
See, and that's where I think this woman, the longer she stays out and refuses to say, yes, I will be there under oath and I will testify. The longer she refuses to do that, the worse it is for the hashtag MeToo movement. I'm just going to tell you.
But I think she's already accomplished her mission, and that's to create enough doubt to flip a few of them, in my opinion.
I hope not. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I've told you how I approach this idea of testifying under oath. I want to find out what you think. If she won't testify under oath, do we throw out the entire allegation? Dismiss it out of hand? We'll see what you think. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program Live and Local now. Don't you love
her? 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Meowawana. Ask for the Kevin Wall 15% discount on the best catnip on the planet. Treat your BFF, that's best feline friend, mine is Carly, to something special. In fact, grab your smartphone right now. Check out meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com. Okay. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you want to talk about this, and I understand our lines are jammed. and they've been jammed for most of the morning. When you hear somebody ring off, that'll be your chance to ring in. Regardless of where you live, if you live in Amargosa Valley or Hawthorne or Battle Mountain or Ely or Sparks or Carson City or Reno, it doesn't matter. Maybe you're listening on our flagship, 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks here in Las Vegas. Regardless of where you are, the phone number is the same, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone call. In fact, let's go to Joel. Joel, you've been waiting very patiently. I thank you for that. You're up, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead. Hello, Joel. We will assume that Joel is among the faithfully departed, or maybe he's still there. Who knows? Go to James. James, you're up, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, I was wondering, I don't know if you heard, but I heard that she had cleaned out her computer, scrubbed her computer,
yes.
computer clean.
Yes.
And then also, I'm wondering, you know, when this happened back in the 80s, if she told a friend or two the day after it happened, you know, if she confided in somebody and maybe they'll come forward later or something like that.
Well, So here's what I don't understand. Why is it, if she did do that, there is somebody out there, some close confidant, some BFF of this woman as a teenager who obviously knows. Now, does she know it was right. Brett Kavanaugh, or did she know that it was just some guy that tried to jump on top of her? As the letter to Dianne Feinstein says, and then somebody else piled on top of him, on top of her, and that's when she was afraid right. for her life, supposedly. But we don't. You would think that somebody during the hearings, it was the number one story everywhere, maybe right. on the planet, and nobody stepped forward and said, you know, this guy's a creep. Nobody. Nope. There's right. no. There's nobody out there saying that.
And then why would you scrub your computer clean if you're not hiding something?
Yeah, that's that is very, very suspicious. And by the way, that's...
And then hopefully the FBI has her computer.
Well, hey, we saw what a bang-up job they did with the Hillary Clinton computer. You know? And the... I'm just saying... the FBI right now is not high on my list of credibility. I mean, they are part of the deep state. Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, does that ring a bell? Tell you what, let's go to Murray. Murray, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, I think she's going to be a no-show. I think she's mortified. You know, Dianne Feinstein, she just didn't get the anonymity angle. And all you gals out there in California, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, and Colorado, don't hire Dianne Feinstein for your social director. You know, I think she's. I think, you know, two callers ago, I think the guy had it right for what Dianne Feinstein's doing, which is politically grandstanding. That poor woman, Professor Christine Ford, she never wanted that letter released. She even said so.
But after the letter was released, she agreed to be identified.
Well, she didn't have no choice.
Yeah.
Look at the way the presses are hungry dogs or like wolves, you know. And I don't blame her for doing what she did to her computer. I don't think she should get involved. She doesn't want to get involved at all. A prediction here is that Christine Ford sends her attorney in or gets sick or commits suicide, something. After all, she's only invited.
There you go. But if you want your allegations to be believed, Murray, now we're talking about not things that are admissible in a court of law, i.e. the polygraph, which it is not. We're talking about the court of public opinion. We're talking about 50+1 senators. That's what he needs. He needs 50 votes plus the vice president. And he gets on the Supreme Court. It's that simple. Let's go to Robert. Robert, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Well, in my humble opinion, with 100 on the law boards, having gone to Georgetown Law School, I accused Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, and the Democratic senators and Congress people and the people in the gallery being arrested of being engaged in criminal obstruction of justice. We're trying to get a vote to put a justice on the Supreme Court. They get a woman who was part of Hillary's campaign. She will not testify under oath. The fear of going to jail, all of them could go to jail. This is criminal obstruction of justice at the highest level and a criminal conspiracy involving Feinstein, Pelosi, Schumer, engaged in their lawyers, and they should know they're engaged in criminal obstruction of justice, trying to delay the vote, trying to prevent from this qualified judge from being on the court October 1st when the court opens. This is despicable. They are despicable. They are criminal. They are criminal people involved in obstruction of justice, and they're lucky they're not being arrested right now. But the truth is out. This woman will not testify for fear of going to jail and being a front for Hillary and the DNC. I mean, isn't it enough they murdered Seth Rich and got away with it? Come on.
There you go. That's Robert from Palm Springs, from the Coachella Valley. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? We've just freed up a line with the passing of Robert. We've got one line open, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. What we're doing right now is we are going through, I guess, what you'd best call opening statements in the court of public opinion, in the case of Christine Blasey Ford against Brett Kavanaugh. The court of public opinion is in session right now. And I want to find out if she refuses to testify under oath, do you throw the whole allegation out? This whole nonsense that we must believe everybody that comes out with a hashtag Me Too story, to me, is ludicrous. Every story does not have to be believed. It has to be proven. We have a presumption of innocence, even for Brett Kavanaugh, even for a young, testosterone-intensive 17-year-old Brett Kavanaugh. We'll see what you think. The phone number 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. Wherever you live, you all have an equal shot of getting through. I've got a couple of lines open. You can seize either one of them right now. If you live in Hawthorne or Amargosa Valley or Battle Mountain or Ely, doesn't matter. Call me right now. We'll see what you think coming up next. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowwana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowwana.com.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust, trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Do you own a business? Do you operate a business? Would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by 30 or 40 or even 60%? You need to check out reducemyac.com. It'll take you all of about 3 minutes, and it might save you up to 60% on your cooling bill. Nah, it's amazing. My friends at reducemyac.com, they sell this new FridgeWise smart motor, which will dramatically reduce the cost of cooling to your business. So if you're looking to reduce your business's electric bill by upwards of 60%, check it out right now. It'll take you all of about a couple of minutes. reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com. You can do it right now. I want you to hear one of the more liberal women in the United States Senate, Patty Murray. I remember her. She was the mom in tennis shoes. Her first race she ran, she was like, the mom or the grandma in tennis shoes. Very cool. Just a little gal. But she was on the floor of the United States Senate late yesterday, in fact, last night. And attacked the whole allegations against Brett Kavanaugh, because the Kavanaugh accuser could have a chilling effect on future Me Too revelations. If she's lying, And I want you to listen to Patty Murray. But if she's lying, the next time a woman comes out and accuses some powerful man of sexual misconduct, it's going to fall on deaf ears. That is what is at stake. Let's go to cut four. We're going to go to cut four. Patty Murray bringing up Anita Hill. I think this is ridiculous. And it's just trying to stoke up old fires. But we're going to go to cut four. Here's Patty Murray, fearing that that this is essentially a, well, essentially an Anita Hill redo is underway with the Kavanaugh accuser. Here it is.
I joined millions of women in 1991 watching as Anita Hill was attacked, interrogated, and maligned on national television simply for sharing her experience. A generation of women watched what happened to her and were then less likely to share their own stories and more likely to let their attackers and harassers off the hook because they saw what happened to Anita Hill at the hands of the United States Senate. And they didn't want anything like that to happen to them. That cannot happen again. An all-male Judiciary Committee dropped the ball in 1991. We cannot allow an all-male Republican side of the Judiciary Committee do the same in 2018. Over the past year, we have made together some tremendous strides with the Me Too movement and the understanding more and more that sexual harassment and assault is not okay and cannot be tolerated, no matter how powerful the perpetrator.
Okay. Then there is her Senate colleague, Mitch McConnell. Let's go to cut five. And he criticized the Dems, and in particular, didn't mention her by name, but he referred to the ranking member on the Senate Judiciary Committee, who happens to be, by the way, Dianne Feinstein. So he didn't mention her by name, but I want you to listen to Mitch McConnell criticizing Dems on the Senate Judiciary Committee on the Kavanaugh accuser allegations. Here it is.
They did not raise it in the closed session, the proper forum where such an allegation could have been addressed with discretion and sensitivity. But now, at the 11th hour, with committee votes on schedule, after Democrats have spent weeks and weeks searching for any possible reason that the nomination should be delayed, now they choose to introduce this allegation. Not through the standard bipartisan process, not by advising the Judiciary Committee colleagues and committee staff through proper channels, but by leaking it to the press. Because the chain of custody of this letter runs through the Democratic side of the Judiciary Committee. That's the chain of custody. I can't explain the situation any better than the senior senator from Maine put it yesterday evening when she said, if they believed Judge Kavanaugh's accuser, why didn't they surface this information earlier so that he could be questioned about it? And if they didn't believe her and chose to withhold the information, why did they decide at the 11th hour to release it? It's really not fair to either of them the way it was handled. Well, as the senior senator from Texas said yesterday, or earlier today, the Democrats have so egregiously mishandled this up until now, it's no excuse for us to do the same. Just because the Democrats have egregiously mishandled this, said Senator Cornyn, there's no excuse for us to do the same thing. I'm glad that Chairman Grassley is following standard practice and regular order. And he stated he plans to pursue this matter by the book, with bipartisan interviews of both Judge Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford. I have great confidence in Chairman Grassley and his ability to proceed through this process.
Okay. There you have it. That's from Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader. Now, one of the things we're going to talk about, Jim Yoder, by the way, will join us, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. I can't wait to find out what he thinks about these allegations that are some 35, 40 years old. She was 15. He was 17. A prep school kid. Obviously white privilege. Obviously. I guess what this all comes down to, because the only other person in the room supposedly says it didn't happen that way. And again, I want you to think back. I mean, there were parties I went to where stuff got wild. Not like that, not like rape or sexual misconduct. But I mean, you had kids, you know, the girls were raging with hormones, the boys had testosterone. And that is an interesting mix. But here's my problem. If this woman refuses to testify under oath, not be questioned by the staff, but I'm talking about facing the pressure. And again, Brett Kavanaugh has been there before. He spent hour after hour after hour after hour after exhausting hour testifying. This will be like a walk in the park next to what he endured before. She may not have done this. And maybe she's worried the pressure will get to her. Or maybe she's afraid she's going to lie and then have to go to jail. The easy solution, don't testify. Now, the Democrats are saying, well, let's let the FBI have a look at this. Let's let the senators, the people that are going to have to vote, let's let them probe. Okay? Is that fair? Anyway, we will find out with Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, what he's thinking about this. Oh, and by the way, there's news on the Hillary Clinton email server front. Yeah. Oh, you won't believe this. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is live and local now. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by 30, 40, even 60%? Then you need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. My friends at ReduceMyAC.com sell the new Fridgewater smart motors, which will dramatically reduce the cost of cooling. How does it work? Well, your current blower motor runs at only one speed, but this new smart motor from Fridgewise runs at variable speeds, faster or slower. It will keep your air at a consistent desired temperature, and their motor and fan systems for walk-in coolers and freezers save up to 75% of current electricity used. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. ReduceMyAC.com.